This is a previously recorded episode.
Hey, everyone out there in Metalland, get those quarters lined up, because it's time for another hour of the Metal Jukebox here on PodcastDetroit.com. I'll be bringing you a geek-filled hour of all things metal, including news, show reviews, history, guests, and most importantly, heavy metal music. I'm your host, Jer Walker. Thanks for joining me tonight. The Metal Jukebox is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from high atop Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan. Tonight, I am drinking one hell of a cold, delicious King Ziggy Imperial Stout from Falling Down Beer Company. Visit Falling Down on 10 Mile and Warren and get a buck off your first pint if you mention PodcastDetroit.com. Also, if you are in the Detroit area this weekend, April 2nd, Falling Down is having a special event. And they are going to have, I think, up to 10 of their own crafted homebrewed beers on the tap, ready to rock. And if you've heard me talk about any of these, if you've had any of these, you know they're good. You're going to want to go, and you're going to want to try them all. I know that there's a whole bunch of stuff competing this coming weekend in the Detroit, greater Detroit area. But it's Falling Down's third anniversary party starting Saturday at 11 a.m. Be there at B Square. Tonight, a very special topic. This is one that's actually a lot of fun, and one I've wanted to do as soon as I saw it. And it actually just came to me a few weeks ago. But a guy named Alex DeStefano of the OC Weekly published this on March 14th, 2016. But it's tonight we're going to celebrate Canada, our friends to the north. And one of the things I love about music is that it doesn't care where you're from. If it's good, it's good. And tonight we are going to celebrate the great Canadian metal bands of the world. And so we got a lot of music here tonight, not a whole lot of talking because I want to squeeze all these guys in here tonight. So just to get things started off right, pay attention to the vocals of this band. It's almost as if Axl Rose met Kevin Dubrow a little bit and decided to get into thrash metal. But this is a band called 3 Inches of Blood, and they are from Canada, and it's good. And it's thrashy, but the vocals are awesome. Pay attention. This is from 2004's Advance and Vanquish. This is Deadly Sinners by 3 Inches of Blood.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Deadly Sinners by 3 Inches of Blood. That's kind of, in my opinion, new school meets old school. It's a band that was, they proudly represent the sound of traditional British heavy metal, which I love. And, they got together in 99. Unfortunately, just broke up not too long ago, 2015. Next and onward from Canada, our friends to the north who make really kick-ass beer, but they also make kick-ass metal. Is a band that, in my opinion, is a little sister sin-ish in a way, and that they are just straight up old school heavy metal. This is a band called Skullfist, and this is a song by Skullfist called Bad for Good. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Skullfist with Bad for Good from 2014's Chasing the Dream. Could have been 1984's Chasing the Dream for all I knew. That sound is a classic, harkens back to that original 80s sound of heavy metal. Again, I think they kind of have that Sister Sin type sound. Unfortunately, Sister Sin is a since disbanded. But that was Skullfist is a band that was founded in Toronto back in 2006. And, you know, they're basically an up-and-coming metal band that's part of the scene and it's a part of a generation hell-bent on bringing back traditional heavy metal sound, which I think is starting to happen and in a good way because it sounds really good. But every now and then you'll hear a dose of extreme metal or speed metal or power metal or even punk. So that's Skullfist. Give them a shot if you ever get a chance. Pretty good band there. Next up, and boy, you could have done a whole entire show on this band, and I probably will someday. But not only is this band great because they're from Canada, not only is this band great because they sound kick-ass, but it's a group of really kick-ass chicks, and that band is Kitty, from a band of pissed-off teenage girls who got into heavy metal. I can't believe it's already been 1996 when Kitty first hit the scene, but they've evolved over the decades to change the way that metal in Canada and, in fact, around the world has been viewed, especially for females and female bands. And there are a lot of ways I could have went with Kitty here tonight, but I thought this was a good one, and this is We Are the Lamb. We Are the Lamb is from 2011's I've Failed You. Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Kitty with We Are the Lamb from 2011's I've Failed You. Yeah, that track just is good. It's short. It's sweet. It ends real nice. I love the tone. Everything's just really deep in that song. And that's what you get with Kitty. And they could, they can go on and on. I believe they do have a documentary that's either out or on its way to be coming out. Check that out. If you love metal, I think you'll like that. And if K-Hub were here, we could debate the merits of why she dislikes Kitty as much as she does, but for some reason, she seems to be one of those self-hating female metal fans. Really weird. We'll get her on someday to talk about that. Next band up from Canada. I just got to see this band not too long ago in Columbus, Ohio. Unfortunately, it was a Wednesday night in Columbus, and so the crowd was a little bit sparse. But this is a band from Montreal named Cataclysm. They've been around quite a while, but they're a death metal band. And one thing that's been consistent with these guys over the years is that they've got a drummer who really kicks ass, constantly retaining the precision and speed of a machine gun, with blast beats, smashing snare, drum patterns. It's all been there since day one, and they've gone. In terms of progressing their sound over the years, you hear a little melody, you hear a little thrash, you hear some blackened epic darkness, but really at the root of it all, they're just a brutal death metal band. And if you ever get a chance to see these guys play live, it's a great show. The guitars sound great. Again, the drummer's awesome. The singer's really good. And they just put on a what I call a professional show. It's a set list that'll kick your ass from start to finish. No duds in there, and no filler, if you will. So here's Cataclysm with The Black Sheep from 2015's Of Ghosts and Gods.
Die for nothing. Hold me
Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Cataclysm with the Black Sheep from 2015's Of Ghosts and Gods. If I'm you, don't just go out and get that track. Buy the whole damn record because it's a ripper from start to finish. It's a pretty good effort, and I'm glad that they did some North American dates because they seem to spend a lot of time in Europe. But great record by Cataclysm. Also, check out At the Edge of the World. It's a single of theirs. Gosh, maybe could be even 90s. I forget how old that one is, but that's what got me hooked on Cataclysm a little while back. Back to the topic at hand, though, our friends in Canada. Just recently saw this band as well. Let's follow up one death metal band with another, and this is a band that gets a little bit heavier, probably a little more extreme, if you will. It's a band called Cryptopsy. Saw them open up for Cannibal Corpse and Obituary. It was interesting. I can't say it's necessarily my cup of tea. I think sonically that they were really good. The singer's got a vocal quality. I'll let you all judge for yourself. That's a little odd, but I'll tell you where this band really hit home for me was the bass player. It was almost as if he was trying to be the extreme metal version of Les Claypool. I mean, this guy was a complete badass on the bass. And, you know, they came on right after Abysmal Dawn, which was a great turn on, you know, for me. I got to discover a new band there. We'll play them at some point on the Metal Jukebox. But Cryptopsy, not bad. Not great, at least as far as I'm concerned, but still worthy of making the list here for Canada's Best. This is a song called Detritist, The One They Kept, by Cryptopsy from 2015's The Book of Suffering, Tome 1.
The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Go!
Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Cryptopsy with Detritus from 2015's The Book of Suffering, Tome 1. Again, that's I'm going to file Cryptopsy under one of those bands where, you know, okay, I saw them once live and they didn't necessarily move the needle, but I'm not throwing them out altogether. I think if they ever come back around or on another bill with some other bands that I do want to see, I'm going to show up in time to see them, give them another chance. Because you never know. Maybe it was a bad night. Maybe it was where I was standing. Maybe it was the venue itself. But I learned that lesson with Surreption the first time I saw them. I was kind of excited to see them. I saw them. It sucked. Then I saw them again. And holy shit balls. They blew me away. And now I'm actually a pretty big fan of Surreption. So Cryptopsy, I'll give them another chance. But once again, Canadian death metal band. They splice hints of grind and horrific elements, get a little experimental with your music, if you will, using, sound clips, a sample at the beginning of the song that I played there. But they create like this, you know, very guttural, if not avant-garde kind of a sound. And again, musically, I think they're good. The bass player alone is worth watching. Drummer's good. Guitar's good. Let's just work on that vocal a little bit, at least to pass my measly little test of who gives a shit, right? So. Anyway, moving on from Cryptopsy, next one. This is a band everyone ought to know from hailing from Canada. And it was really, really hard not to play my favorite song by this band, but I like to do things a little bit different and, if anything, pay homage to a band who's been around since the dawn of metal. And I love to give a tip of the cap or a toast of Labatt, if you will, or Molson, depending on where you're at, of a band who's still out there grinding away today, making good music. And this is a band called Annihilator. I think we've all heard of Annihilator before. They've sold millions of records, actually mostly almost exclusively outside of Canada, but they combine the classic heavy metal sound with thrashy power metal overtones. I mean, what more do you need to say about Annihilator? I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to play a track from 2015's Suicide Society, and this is the title track, Suicide Society by Annihilator.
Suicide Society, we've all gone bloody mad. Welcome to the dark side, the human race, crumbling before us, ending in disgrace. Politicians, corporations, slap on the wrist, spewing toxic chemicals, now Mother Earth is pissed. What have we done? It's only just begun. The Suicide Society. Helping on genocide, pesticide.
Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Annihilator with Suicide Society by 2015's record with the same name, Suicide Society. It was so hard not to play Alice in Hell. I remember being a kid staying up late at night on a Saturday watching Headbangers Ball, and that was really my first exposure to Annihilator, as it was many of the bands that I've come to love over the years, which led me to other bands that I've come to love over the years. If you ever get a chance, go on YouTube. I'm sure there's all kinds of fantastic clips of Headbangers Ball, Ricky Rackman. I think Matt Pinfield was host there at the end, but God, Headbangers Ball was awesome. They had some really cool stuff on there. Anyway, Canada. It's where we're at. It's where we're playing awesome metal from. And again, Annihilator sold millions of bands. We're halfway through, getting down to the bottom half now. This is another band that God, essentially, you know, let's go back in the Wayback Machine, you know, with the sound anyways, but it's a band called Razor, and they have basically a savage attack of uncompromising speed metal in high doses and loud decibels, and frankly, that's why I liked it, and that's why I picked it. Razor is a staple in the formative history of Canadian thrash metal, and it's really cool, again, just like with Annihilator, you know, to have a band that started out way back when thrash as a whole was starting, but you know, as far as Canadian thrash goes, I mean, they're one of the forefathers, and to see them still today, you know, playing with such ferocity, like a lot of the thrash metal bands are doing, which is a hip hip hooray for us because we get to continue to listen to awesome music until the day we die. But there's a band called Razor with a song called Sucker from Punishment from 2015's Open Hostility.
Obstruction, it's time to stop using our minds. But the system
Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Sucker for Punishment by Razor from 2015's Open Hostility. I love the fact that the way that that was recorded and produced made it sound like it was from, you know, like, again, 1985's Open Hostility. You know, the sound is throwback even with the level of production that's there. And it's funny, you know, when you go back and you listen to, like, you know, Kill 'Em All or Hell Awaits or Spreading the Disease, any of those big four records from way back in the day, and how it sounds back then compared to what it's, you know, stuff sounds like now, especially, you know, get the Exodus Bonded by Blood record. If you can still get your hands on a copy of it, the production quality from back at that time was not nearly what it is today. But sometimes going old school in your sound is not a bad way to go. So I'm really glad that Razor decided to do that. So closing down with our friends from Canada here, a couple more, three more to go. This band is one of the earliest, if not the earliest, heavy metal band to emerge from Canada, which spawned the thrash metal movement in the country altogether. While we do love our friends from Razor, it's Exciter that really got the ball rolling. And this is definitely going to have that way back sound in level of production quality. And it's because it's actually from 1983, not from something modern that's made to sound old. But this is actually a really cool song. It's almost an anthem, you know, if you will. Like, if you got to say, you know, just pick a heavy metal song that describes, you know, what we are. I could have played this on the Dr. K episode when we talked about, you know, thrashing and moshing and things like that. But this is Exciter with Heavy Metal Maniacs from 1983's Heavy Metal Maniac. You've got to take your turn. Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Exciter with Heavy Metal Maniacs. Awesome stuff. Eight down, two to go. This next band, I don't need to tell you anything about them. I'll let 2008's documentary, Anvil, the story of Anvil, tell you all about Anvil. They're famous and they're awesome. And this is Badass Rock and Roll off of 2013's Hope in Hell by Anvil.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was badass rock and roll from 2013's Hope in Hell by the one and only Anvil. What show about Canadian metal would be complete without Voivod? The Canadian band has been around since the 80s. They've done it all. Metal, punk, hard rock. They even featured Jason Newsted at one time. This is Kluskap Okam from 2013's Target Earth. Welcome back to the Metal Jukebox on PodcastDetroit.com. That was Kluskap Okam by Voivod from 2013's Target Earth. Heavy metal is a world, without a doubt, a worldwide phenomenon. We have in the past focused on various countries that export heavy metal music, but have neglected our friends to the north, Canada, where many talented and influential metal bands have emerged from and continue to do so. So Canadians, thank you so much for making badass metal. I want to give a shout out to that evil dude from Flash Gordon. And that brings us to the end of another hour of the Metal Jukebox as heard on PodcastDetroit.com. I've been your host, Jer Walker, and I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Join me again next week for another nerdy hour of happiness in your ears. Until next time, keep those horns high and good riddance. Rock it on to the limit.
This is a previously recorded episode.